Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's proposal to raise the minimum wage in Seattle was announced just as public demonstrations were starting for May Day yesterday. And as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, people on both sides of the issue tried to reach out with their message.
15 Now is the group seeking a ballot measure to raise Seattle's minimum wage as quickly as possible without the phase-ins of Mayor Ed Murray's proposal. That group's name was evident on dozens of red signs at the traditional May Day rally for immigration reform. The signs made common cause with those marchers, calling for the wage hike and an end to deportations. And City Councilmember Kshama Sawant was a featured speaker at the rally's end. Sawant was part of the mayor's Committee of Business and Labor Groups, but said the resulting proposal takes too long to give workers the promised raise.
I do not support phasing in for big business over 4 years. Do you?
No!
Sawant said signature gathering for the ballot measure should go forward while the city council considers the mayor's proposal. Meanwhile, an opponent of raising the minimum wage tried to make his case as people gathered at a May Day concert at Seattle Central College on Capitol Hill. Eric Miner is with a business coalition called Sustainable Wages Seattle, which advocates no increase in the minimum wage. Miner says he owns a children's clothing store in Gig Harbor and worries that the wage debate will come there as well. He says his four employees would lose their jobs if that happened.
They're not going to get $15 an hour. They're going to get zero because the business is going to go out of business. And it's a little bit naive for the people to think that you can just raise it to whatever you want to and there won't be any repercussions to it.
Miner says he believes Seattle will lose locally owned small businesses if wages go up, while larger corporations will be able to pay the new wage. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.